right next to the Wareham.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday, just a little bit after 9:37 in the morning. Earlier, we had Riley County USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Superintendent Brady Burton. If you missed that, a little later today, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, click the On Demand tab, and you can catch up on what you've missed of In Focus. If you have any questions, comments, want to call in, get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And do we have a call? All right. Right away, we got a call. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad to hear you're on there and talking about what you're talking about. I used to hang around in the Army and retired to a foreign country called the Pentagon. Yes, and spent a few years in there. I've been helping in the local area in some mental health issues, and what you're doing is tremendously important. I work with some alcohol, drugs, and a whole bunch of stuff. For some soldiers that are afraid to come to Irwin for treatment because of career implications. I'm going to come out and visit you both soon and coordinate and see if we can get more of a combined action on this issue. But keep up the good work. It's unfortunate. I had some one bad experience being a duty officer and called shots fired in the barracks, and I'll never forget while I walked in the room. So keep up the good work, and I'm going to stop out and see you in the near future. Thank you very much.
Hey, sir, thank you for your service. We definitely appreciate all the things that you do in our community. As a community, we have to work together. It can't be just one focus. It's got to be all of us in, all of us working hard. And it is individuals like yourself who are driving this train, who are helping their neighbors, who are looking for the change, who are really in the thick of the fight when it comes to suicide prevention. Because suicide prevention is not a top-down driven program. We can make policies at the division level, but it has to be the guys around the water cooler, the people in the community, everyone looking after the neighbor, everyone pitching in, everyone noticing the changes in those people that they work with. And so we really appreciate your services, not only what you know during active duty, but now and all the things that you do, and we would love to have you come and talk to us and see what we can do to work together.
Thank you so much, caller. If anybody else has any questions, comments, wants to get involved, 785-537-1350. Here with David Easterling. He's the manager of the Suicide Prevention Program at Fort Riley, and Dr. Joseph Carmona, the deputy director for behavior health at Irwin Army Community Hospital. And gentlemen, over to break. And David, we're talking about your program. If you give us a little history on when that program came to be on post.
Fort Riley is a little unique in the Army. We have been running a suicide prevention program since the early 2000s. In 2009, there was a large event. This is historical data. There was a large event of suicides throughout the Army. And at that point in time, the Army started implementing a wide range of suicide intervention, prevention models throughout all the installations. But at that point in time, in 2009, when you looked across the Army, you didn't have what we have today. There has been a change and a shift. At that point in time, stigma was very prevalent in the Army. And as I look back, you know, and I was working here in 2008, and so I saw this unfold in 2009. At the time in 2008, I was one of only three throughout the whole Army as far as suicide prevention program managers. Today, as we look and we see the progress and the way that our ideology has changed, the way we think about suicide, it's amazing. The stigma, I don't know that we'll ever truly eradicate it, but we can tell statistically that between 2008, 2017, we have more people coming seeking help, more people who are reaching out to their friends and taking their friends to get help, more people who are talking to parents, neighbors, coworkers, and they're saying, hey, how can I help you get help? And we are having what we call identified suicide ideations, people who are thinking about it but have through some means been identified, and now they're getting help. And this is a success story because we know people have mental health wounds and are walking around with them every day, untreated, needing help. But what we have seen are at Fort Riley, and what we're seeing now, is a lot of people coming forward with their battle buddies saying, we need help, and I'm here to help him get help.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the stigma, because that is such a huge part of it. Not, I mean, for anybody who deals with suicidal thoughts, there is that stigma of displaying, I guess, in their mind what would be a weakness in their mind, and being forthcoming about that. And, you know, since we've had this string of deaths since August, obviously we have a lot of listeners and a lot of followers on our social media that are very concerned, and a few of them have reached out to me, mothers of some sons on Fort Riley, and have talked about instances where their sons have been discouraged seeking help, and maybe because of that stigma. Do you guys hear about any of that? Do you hear about that at Fort Riley, where I guess if you just kind of comment on what's been told to me?
Well, I think the issue that's on a soldier's mind might be concerns about career implications. And I want to emphasize that the biggest asset, the best asset that the Army has is its soldiers. So if they're not in a state of health, of healthy thinking, if they're not in a healthy mind, then that is probably going to affect their career. So I want to emphasize that it actually takes courage to be proactive to address these issues before it becomes a tragedy. Because most likely, if they're feeling depressed, if they're feeling overwhelmed, that in and of itself, others are probably noticing already, and it's probably going to affect their career. So I would say that reaching out, that is the sign of courage. That is what we're looking for. That is a sign of leadership.
Is there any training among commanding officers when it comes to the issue of suicide with soldiers and how to be encouraging to people in their command to go seek help?
Well, there's a lot of training that takes place. And foremost, let me tell you that it is our policy, seek help. There is nothing else out there. There is no, you know, take a knee, drink water, suck this up, soldier on. That's not the answer. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, people misinterpret what others say. We can't speculate what's going on in their mind. However, we would say be an advocate for yourself. If you're a spouse, be an advocate for your soldier. If you have an issue, get help. And if you think that you've run into a roadblock somewhere, that's fine. Go through it. There are people there that are willing, and it is not going to be a problem. You may have run into someone who had a bad lunch and their stomach's upset and now they're grumbly and who knows what's going on in their mind. But our policy is to seek help, and we believe in it, and that's what we practice. Now, as far as education, we teach commanders and first sergeants. There's a course, commander, first sergeant course, and during that we talk about seeking help. We talk about how they're going to have soldiers who come to them with all the baggage of life, and they need to be prepared just to know their soldier, to get to know them, to make sure that they help them in whatever way to build resiliency so that they build readiness for their unit. And a soldier who is resilient is a soldier that's ready to go and fight our nation's battles.
Very good. Let's go ahead and go to our last break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more with David Easterling and Dr. Joseph Carmona right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Catastrophe hits and your home or office